This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking to Bob Withrow. He's the Vice President of Engineering at Scaled Composites in Mojave, California. So Bob, I know it's been a while since Scaled was at Oshkosh. Why don't you catch us up a little? What was going on the last time you were there, and what's your goal in coming back this time?
Well, our goal in coming back is just to remind people that, you know, we're still the Scaled Composites that's done all of those great things that we've done in the past. Scaled and the history of Scaled and the history of EAA actually share a lot of parallels. When Bert was here, the things that were happening at Air Venture were very much Bert oriented for quite a number of years. And so EAA and Scaled, we feel as though we're kind of part of the same family. And so that's really the key thing, is just to remind that family that, hey, we're still part of that family. We've been working really hard over the last couple of years on some really, really tough projects, the Spaceship 2 project and then the Stratolaunch project that we're working down. So we've been kind of keeping our heads down and really busy, and haven't had a chance to interact really outward as much as we would like to. So that's kind of what we're up to.
Oh, I see. So the Spaceship project is no longer a Scaled project, though. Is that right?
That's correct. So we have transitioned that project. We built the prototype vehicles, and then Virgin is building the production vehicles. They've built a serial number 2 spaceship, and I imagine they're going to be building many more of those over the years coming up.
Okay. So your big new project is the Stratolaunch. What's the status on that?
And big is exactly the right word. It's so funny trying to describe that. It's like describing the Grand Canyon. You know, you go, it's big. No, really, it's really big. It's very exciting right now. The aircraft has been out of the hangar a couple of times now for testing. It's an airplane finally. It's got a lot of testing that needs to be done because it's the most complex airplane we've ever built. But we're rapidly moving through the completing portions of the parts of the structure that we have to complete, and then all of the various tests we have to run before we get to the first flight. So it's a super exciting time for that airplane.
Well, it's a huge airplane, right? I don't know if it could you even take it to Oshkosh if you wanted to?
No, we looked into that. In fact, we went and visited Jack Pelton and some of his executives at EAA a while back, and he was asking us, can you please bring it? The problem is his runway just doesn't support the aircraft. They would have to widen their runway to be able to support the aircraft. There are only a few fields around the country where you can really operate that airplane. The distance between the main gear is 100 feet, and you really want a 200-foot wide runway that's maybe 12,000 feet long. It's really quite an airplane.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. So you are going to bring the Proteus, right? And do you plan to bring any other aircraft?
No, we are bringing Proteus, and we're reintroducing Proteus to a generation that really hasn't seen it. That aircraft we've been operating for something like 17 years. It's 4,200 flight hours for an airplane that was really only expected to be operated for a couple hundred hours. So we're bringing that airplane. We expect that it'll fly once in the show there. And then what we are doing, though, is there are a number of Scaled aircraft in the EAA collection. And so those will be out in front of what we're calling Scaled Base, which is the Forum 7 building at Oshkosh. And so we'll have a bunch of sort of legacy Scaled aircraft out in front of that Forum building.
And you're having a huge number of forums, right? Like 40 forums over the course of the week?
Yes. Yeah, it's we're delivering a form. We're filling the schedule for that form, so it's 7 days times 5 a day.
Wow.
Or 6 a day, I'm sorry. Yep, except for Sunday, where they finish early. So yeah, and we're really excited about this. It's an opportunity for our engineers and our craftsmen to share some of the stuff that it's not just what we do in our day job, but a lot of our engineers and fabricators are home builders themselves, and so they've accumulated a lot of techniques that are really useful for the home builder community. So we have forums that cover everything for how to build your composite aircraft, how to finish it, how to get it airworthiness inspected, how to do the first flight, how to flight test it, how to ferry your aircraft across the country, just basically a whole wealth of information that's really useful to the EAA community.
Well, a lot of real hands-on type stuff. Now,
and it's by people who do that kind of stuff every day, both at work and when they get off work, they continue doing it.
Right. Another part of your agenda, I guess, here for the show is to do some recruiting. What exactly is that all about?
Well, so we think that EAA brings the kind of people that are likely to succeed well if they wanted to come and work at Scaled. So another reason why we're doing those forums, and another reason why we're bringing all the artifacts and exhibits that we're bringing, is to show people who we are, and if they're interested, give them an opportunity to come out and join us. We've got a lot of projects in the pipeline, and we're always in search of some really special people, the kind of people who do the kinds of crazy things we do here at Scaled.
And what kind of talent are you looking for? Is it specifically engineers?
Well, it's engineers primarily because we recruit nationwide for engineers, but certainly talented fabricators and shop people, or even folks who want to work in our support facilities, they're all welcome to come by and talk to us because we you know, when we recognize somebody who should be a Scaled employee, we hire them.
Okay. And what's next on your agenda with Strata launch now in the works? Do you have something new coming up after that?
Well, so we've already had two first flights this year of new types of aircraft. We're getting ready to do another one. The interesting thing is most of those aircraft have not been announced publicly. So we're really busy. At any one time, Scaled has maybe 15 projects in-house. And it's just a shame that the public never hears about most of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, we would love to hear about them if you wanted to tell us, but I guess that's not the way it works.
All in due time.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time, Bob. And is there anything else you'd like to add about Oshkosh? I know it's coming up really quickly.
Well, it's the greatest aviation show on Earth, and we think that everyone should come by to Scaled Base and say hi. We'd love to meet you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.